Okay, today's daf is the Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Chaf, and we are in the beginning of the process of the Shechita of the and the Avoda of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol, what he's involved in. So the last Mishnah we learned was that the Kohen Gadol starts off the Shechita. Maybe not just starts off the Shechita. It says that he hands off. The question is, how much did he do by himself? But the Mishnah said the language of they brought him his big day Zahav, right? Because it's what he needs to do the daily avoda that is outside the Kodesh Kadashim. And Hevi'elo es atamid kirtso umirek acher Shechita al yado. Kirtso, he slits and cuts the pipes of the animal. And someone else finishes. But the Gemara says that he must do what's called a halachic shechita. So either the entire shechita, the shnei simanim, the windpipe and the vesher and the kana, the wind and the food pipe, or rov. And then he says maybe 2 days about the pasuk regarding bavel from the word keres. Does it mean nachosa, which is shechte? Was it mean nasocha, to mean uprooted? Two different deos there. So maybe one or two waharis about shechita, because shechitas kachim, there is a relationship between shechitas kachim and shechitas mikdash, but shechitas chulin is counted as a mitzvah, according to most Rishonim. Most Rishonim counted as a mitzvah. The Ravid is not so happy about it, but if you look in the Rambam, the Binyan Hilchos Shechita, right in Sefer Kedusha, the Rambam quotes, Mitzvah saseh sheyishchot mi sheyirtze le'echol basar behem achayev ha'ofi achar kach yochal. So again, it definitely achieves a result of you're able to eat the meat after you shecht it. But it's counted as one of the 613. Mitzvah saseh sheyishchot mi sheyirtze le'echol. Whoever wants to. It's situational. If I don't want to eat meat, then I don't have to shecht. But if I want to eat meat, then I have to shecht. Again, kachim, I have to shecht because it's an avoda and I need to do that avodas hakarbanos, but that's the mitzvah. The Rama, but interesting in the formulation itself, the Rama already quotes the heter right in the koteret. Lishchot v'achar kach lechol. Why do I have to need the lechol for? Just say lishchot. Or does I have to stick that in there? Shechita is the mitzvah. No, this the Rama must be emphasizing that it's not just about the shechita. It's a shechita if there is a if there is a ratzon to eat. The Ketz of Mishnah here, Kasa Misha Yirtze Lomar, She'ena mitzvah shechayev ha'adam la'asosa, al kalpanim kamo tfilin, v'tzitzis, shofar, sukkah, v'lulav. It's not like one of those mitzvahs that it's a chovas gavra to do every single day, every single moment. It's situational, right? If one wants to do it. Interesting, the Rambam, the Ketz of Mishnah here, puts tzitzis, right? Tfilin, tzitzis, shofar, sukkah, lulav. You might have said tzitzis is also situational. If I have a four-cornered garment, I have to put on tzitzis. Tzitzis is like tefillin. Tzitzis is like shofar and sukkah and lulav. I guess sukkah too. If I want to eat eggs the whole yatif, I don't need a sukkah. Except the first night. And the others. But this is the Rama. If you look in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, it's also discussed. The first simon in Shulchan Aruch Yaradeya. Hakol shochta l'chadchila filonashim, and the Taz quotes the source. V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. Malamech and Estava Moshe Rabbeinu, at Har Sinai, and look at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Avraham, one of the Achronim, on the bottom, discusses this Rambam and the Ravid, who is not so happy that it's counted as a mitzvah. Part of what might reflect whether it is a mitzvah or just a matir, it's definitely a matir. It's definitely a matir. This act allows me to then partake of the meat. But does it also have inherent significance? And that's a question that's asked by many mitzvahs. It's asked by Chalitza, it's asked by Netilas Yadayim, right? Is it not just a matir, but is it also a mitzvah? That might be reflected by what our Gemara says right here. The Gemara says shechita of the simanim or rov simanim. So the halacha seems to be elsewhere. You find lachadchila all simanim, b'di'evet rov simanim. There's a lachadchila and a b'di'evet. So if there's a lachadchila b'di'evet, does that tell us something? So there are some rishonim. The Tosafot at the beginning of Maseches Gittin, there can only be a lachadchila b'di'eved by a derabbanan. By a daraisa, you can't have a lachadchila b'di'eved. If the Torah tells you do it or you don't do it. There can't be, okay, this is the better way to do it, right? And this is the worst way to do it. If there's a lachadchila b'di'eved, that's a dead giveaway that it's a derabbanan. But it's not so clear. There seems to be daraisas that do have a lachadchila b'di'eved, right? There's a chalitza, we just said. But the Mishnah in Yevamos says that lechatchila you have to do the kriyas apsukim. But the evidence if you did it, it's okay. Right, three parts of the chalitza, the kriyas apsukim and the rakika and the chalitza. The chalitza taking off the shoe, that's ma'akev for sure. The kriyas apsukim is for sure not ma'akev. Rakika is a machlokas tanaim, whether it's ma'akev or not. So you see, that's a mitzvah daraisa, and you see there's lechatchila b'diavad. So how could some rishonim say there's no lechatchila b'diavad when it comes to daraisas? Here by shchita. By shchita, that's lechatchila b'diavad. So maybe what those rishonim mean is I'm a little more limited. Right? Tosfos in Nida, on Daf Samach Vav, I remember this Tosfos, we've quoted it. Tosfos in Nida, Samach Vav Mabez, quotes, there's no lechatchila b'diavad when it comes to a matir. To a matir. Not just a mitzvah, but a mitzvah that's a matir, then that came to the chayim. If it's matir, it's either matir or it's not matir. Right? Tosfos there asked the question, why don't we say lechatchila when you go to the mikvah, you have to keep your mouth open under the water? What do you need roy l'bias mayim? Right? You can't have any chatzitzas in your mouth, but you don't have to open your mouth. Why not? Well, maybe lechatchila you have to open your mouth. Let the water actually go in. Tosfos says it can't be. Because tevila is a matir. And by a matir, you can't say there's a chachim b'diavad. There's one way to do it, and it's matir, and that's it. The ain svara gabe tefila shlo hikpita Torah ela she yitar ha'adam. The Torah wants you to become tar. The ain lomar de lechadchila liboy de kivan de b'diavad tahar lechadchila nami liboy v'talo tefila. But says Tosfos, only by mitzvos do we say there's a chachila. And what's on Tosfos' list? Chalitza. Aval bila u'mikra bikurim v'chalitza. Mitzvos ninu, hilkach lechadchila le'evid. So if we say that there's a lechadchila way of doing shchita, then you'd have to say, according to that Tosfos, that there's also a mitzvah element of shchita. Not just a matir element, but a mitzvah element of shchita. And that is what is suggested by a number of mefarshim. If you look in Rav Shachter's Ginas Egos and Simen Aleph, he talks about many examples of mitzvah and matir, and shchita is one of the first ones that he discusses. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Ktorish al Shachar. So he said that the Kohen Gadol starts shechting the Karban Tamid. What about the other avodas of the day? Ktorish al Shachar. Haisa kreva bein dam le'ivarim. The Ktoris of the morning. This is not the special Ktoris that's brought in the Kodesh Kadashim. But it is the Ktoris that's brought every day. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon, that we already said that there was a pious that was done because it was a very special avoda, chadashim labakarim, above afisu, so nobody could do it twice. So k'dor shel shachar was done between the zrikas hadam of the karban tamid and the burning of the evarim of the karban tamid. Right, the k'doris was done in the middle. Shal bein arbayim and the k'doris of the afternoon, haisa kreva bein evarim lenesachin, was also done between the evarim of the karban tamid before the nisuch a hayayin of the carbon tamid. So the ktoris was always done in the middle. If the Kohen Gadol was elderly or, might get a little chill, it's Yom Kippur, it's beginning of the fall, and remember this is one of the reasons that maybe they didn't let the Kohen Gadol have part of the decision of the Ibur Hashanah. Because they remember Gemara Masecha Sanhedrin, maybe he'll want it to be earlier because he doesn't want it to be so cold. Gemara Sanhedrin discusses you have to have objectivity in that, making that decision. But here, if the Kohen Gadol is cold, so then Mechamen Lochamen Umatila Lotochatzon and Gedish Tovik Sinasan. You warm up the water, the mikvah water is going to be cold, so you warm it up. And you put matilin l'tochatzon, and you put something into the cold water so that you take away some of the chill. Kedisha Tovik Sinasan. Big Shaila, how do you do this? What are you doing? How do you warming up the water? You have cold mikvah. How do you warm up the water, right? It's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to cook water, right? So how do you warm up the water? So if you look in Rashi, the Karban Eidi here quotes Rashi, and he seems to say, Matilin b'yom ha-kippurim, letoch chakak binyin, beis tfilaso. It sounds like the hot water is being poured into some type of funnel or pipe, which is then going to go into the mikvah, which would mean that, let's say you're pouring from a boiling hot, Kli Rishon, to warm up the water, but you're not pouring directly into the mikvah. So you're hitting the pipe, and hitting the pipe, and then it's going to go in, so it's going to be klisheni, and then that's maybe why they suggest that middle ground. If not, if you're pouring directly in, if hot water is being poured directly into the mikvah, so then that leads to the question of how you're allowed to do that. Is that bishul? Is that bishul? Not allowed to do bishul on on Yom Kippur, again, you're allowed to do malachas on Yom Kippur. But if it's not needed, so how is it done? So some Rishonim, in Masechta Shabbos, discuss, if I'm pouring boiling hot water, even from a Kli Rishon, into cold water, if there is so much cold water that for sure the water is never going to reach Yatzel Edesbo, so then it's okay. So then here too, could be that there's such a large mikvah that a little bit of hot water just to take out the chill is not going to heat it. And again, the Ron there says, in Parakira that it only applies to water because water doesn't have a surface area. It's not like it's going to hit one spot and that spot is going to be boiled. Water into liquid is going to, you know, dissipate and hit all the places and be mixed in. So that's why it's not going to be one spot that hits. So therefore, it's going to be okay. Otherwise, you get into the issue of Irui. Irui Kli Rishon, which is a big topic. You know the sources of heat on Shabbos. Cooking in a Kli Rishon is Daraisa. We pass on cooking in the Kli Rishon as long as it's still hot is Daraisa. Even if it's off the fire. If somebody has a boiling hot pot of soup and I take it off the fire and then I want to put, I don't know, something in it that was not cooked yet. I don't know, baked croutons. I want to put into the bread croutons that were never cooked, if they were deep fried, like the then fine. That's ein bishul achar bishul. But if I'm going to put some baked croutons and we're machmir for bishul achar afia, that could be a problem. So what do I? So that's in a kli rishon. What about pouring from that kli rishon? Iri kli rishon. Is that also bishul? So that's a three-way machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos on, where's my Shabbos? Yeah, Tosfos in Shabbos, Membeis, Amebeis, quotes the three shitas. Iri Kli Rishon. Is Iri Kli Rishon, do we say that the second that it leaves the walls of the Kli Rishon, it automatically becomes a Kli Sheni? So Iri Kli Rishon is considered a Kli Sheni, and therefore maybe Kli Sheni is Amavashel. Or do I say no? Iri Kli Rishon, until it hits the surface where it's going to, it's called Kli Rishon. Right, which one is it? And we paskin neither. We paskin in the middle. That Iri Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. It's Mevashel, the outer layer. So if there's an outer layer, it's going to be a problem. Iri Kli Rishon is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. That's what we, that's our middle shita. That's what Tosfos quotes here. Mem Beis, Amid Beis in Shabbos. Iri Kli Sheni, Iri Kli Rini, Iri Kli Rishon. There's three way machlokas in the Bali Tosfos. We pass on later on, the middle shita. Vim iro elvadei lo mavashel lo kedei klipa. Vim iro roskim al tarnagoles tzricha klipa. It burns the outer layer of the chicken. V'klisha tashbisha de irui kagon karos yogal agilon de irui kabola kapalto. Okay, so that's irui. So again, maybe irui is used here, but again, one has to be careful, figure out exactly how one is not violating Yom Kippur. Okay, the Gemara will talk about it a little bit more later. Says the Gemara, ksiv b'tamid, once we're talking about the order of how things are done, so again, what did the Mishnah say? The Ketores of the morning is done between the Zrikas Hadam and the Haktaras Eivarim of the Tamid. And the afternoon Ketores is done in between the Eivarim and the Nesachim. So ksiv, so we'll get the Ramazim to all of these orders. Ksiv b'tamid b'boker. By the Karmat Tamid, it says b'boker. V'ksiv, we're going to flip the Gersa. B'Ketores b'boker, as we'll see. So by Ketores it says baboker baboker, which is the earlier. So yikdom davar shonemer bo baboker baboker. We put the Ketores, which has baboker baboker, earlier to l'davar shlo nomer bo el baboker echad, earlier than the Eivarim of the Tamid, which only has one boker. That's why the baboker baboker goes earlier. So me'ata filo damo. If you're saying that the Ketores is baboker baboker, so it's very early, so why don't you do that even before the Zrikas Hadam of the Tamid? Why does the Mishnah say that the Zrikas Hadam precedes the Ketores, and the Ketores only precedes the Eivarim? Reb Hila, Ta'aseh. There's an extra word, Ta'aseh, right there, and therefore, Hikdim Bo Maisa. So Ta'aseh tells me, even though it should be the Tamid should be after the Ketores, we are Makdim a part of it, a little Asiya a part of it, and therefore, the Zrikas Hadam is done earlier, right? The Mefarshim point out how the word Ta'aseh is extra. As a keves achad Ta'aseh baboker. It could be as a keves achad baboker. You don't need Ta'aseh. So Ta'aseh is bimaktim, one of the avodos of the Tamid, which is the Zrikas Hadam. So you have Zrikas Hadam of the Tamid, and then the Ketores, and then the Haktores Evarim. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Baboker Batamid. So by the Tamid says Baboker, Fiksiv Be Eitzim. This is the switch of the Gersa. The Sidur of the Eitzim, Baboker Baboker. So it says the wood, the pyres that you have to put in the morning, you have to do also Baboker Baboker. So Yikdam Davar Shlomo Baboker Baboker. So we do that, we put the wood, we do that earlier, Ladavar Shlomo Bo Ella Baboker. So that's what we do, the Sidur Eitzim before the Tamid. So Manek Hayamin, what exactly are we using? This pasuk is teaching me that the Seder Eitzim has to be before the Tamid. So you need a pasuk for that. So Manek Hayamin, Imla Eivarim, if we're talking about to teach me that the wood has to be on there before you burn the Eivarim, follow Be'etzimim. Aren't they burns like wood? Meaning you need to put the wood there in order to burn the limbs. So of course you have to put the wood there. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that the wood has to be there, brought there before you burn the Talmud. Elok yanakayman afilo damo. Must be even for the Zrikas Adam to teach me that the Seder Eitzim has to be even before the Zrikas Hadam. Fine, that's what it's teaching me. Period. So now the Gemara has a question. Wait a second. So now we have Ktores and Eitzim. They both have a Baboker Baboker. So they're both before the Talmud. But which of those are first? They're both Baboker Babokers. The Ktores and the Eitzim. So which comes first? So Ksiv be'Eitzim, Baboker Baboker. Ksiv be'Ktores, Baboker Baboker. Ve'ini adeiz mehem kodem, Yiktom. Which one comes first? Mi machshir es mi, Eitzim machshirim es haKtores. The wood that you burn is going to be machshir the Ktores, because eventually you're going to have the wood, which is going to turn into coals, which would then, you're going to take those coals to the inner Mizbeach to burn the Ktores. So you see, the wood is machshir the Ktores. That's to come first. Afim yikadmo es haKtores. So the Eitzim is machshir the Ktores. So putting the wood on there is machshir the Ktores. Says the Gemara again, you need a pasuk to teach me that. You need a limud, a brisa. Isachami. Eitzim kodem es hadam, badam kodem leKtores. The wood comes before the Zrikas Hadam, and the Zrikas Hadam comes before the Ktores. V'temer hachin. And you say that there's a brisa that teaches me that the Eitzim has to be before the Ktores. I know that already. Right, what's the chiddush of the brisa? I know that from other sources. Answer, the brisa is not telling me a mitzius, what goes first. It's telling me a conceptual nugget. Amar of Hila, lo al shelo zachisi bo min hadin. Not that I wouldn't have known it from logic. Shoha itza machshirin es haKtores. Not that I wouldn't have known it from logic. But va'atzris chata mastisa. I need this brisa to teach me the lumdis that the Seder Eitzim is considered a machshir to the avoda of the Ktores. Now when it says that lashon, machshir as a Ktores, is not telling me just a chronological reality, but it's telling me a conceptual nugget. And therefore, the Seder Eitzim is connected to the Ktores. Because after all, what might you have said? What do? I put the wood on the Mizbeach, I wait till it burns, I take coals from there, and bring those coals to the Mizbeach HaKtores and then burn it. So how far back do you say is the Avoda of the Ktores? So you could say the shoveling of the coals. That's for sure. You shovel the coals out to take it to the Ktores. The putting of the wood, that's a machshir to the Ktores? Yeah, how about washing the hands? Washing your hands and feet before you put the wood, how far do you go back? That's the chiddush of the Braisa. That the putting of the wood is also viewed as a machshir to the avodah of the Ktores. You might have said it's too early. But if it's too early, right? It's only the bringing the coals. No, that's the chiddush. Havi boy meimer, because I might have said, mi machshir es haKtores gechalim. I might have said, what is the machshir? Only the gechalim. But that's the chiddush of the Braisa, that is also considered a machshir of the Ktores. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, lamai nafkamina. What difference does it make, whether it's a machshir or not? So he said it could be whether that's an avoda, that if you have a machshava poseles during that part of the avoda, is it going to pass? Let's say I think pigle during the Seder Eitzim, that I'm going to be machshir the Ktores la'achar zmano. So maybe that's considered, if I think pigle before I start the avoda, it's not going to affect it. But maybe because it's a machshir of the avoda of the Ktores, so maybe that's an afgamina. That one could think during the putting of the wood, if I think I'm going to burn the Ktores lachar zmano, that would be a problem, possibly. Good. One more line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Male Ashan. Rabbi Lazar says, Mala Ashan is also called a machshir of the Ktaras. Mala Ashan is an ingredient, right, that makes the smoke go straight up. Remember, there was a whole secret about which the Mala Ashan was, and the family in Maseches Yuma didn't want to tell anybody. But Mala Ashan is also a crucial machshir. So some say that based on this, is Mala Ashan li'ikuva, that ingredient? Have I read a Mala Ashan? Remember, we had him back in Maseches Shkalim, I think it was, that there was the Chachamim, the family didn't want to share it, so the Chachamim brought other experts from Alexandria, and it wasn't the right one, or it was a different type. So would that have been post-sell the Ktoris? We know the Ktoris, you can't be missing any of the 11 spices, Chayim Misa, right, if they're without the 11. But what about the extras? Are those also Ma'akev? They're not Chayim Misa, but are they Ma'akev? So that's discussed, interestingly, in Aruch Chaim. The Beis Yosef in Aruch Chaim discusses whether those are ma'akev, because that's where the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, discussed whether you should say Pita Maktaris every day, the minhag of a Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, to say it every day, and the Chutz La'aretz Nusach Ashkenaz is not. But the Beis Yosef says here in Kuf Lamed Gimel, V'yalecha ladas, tam, lama shaninu echad asar samamanim hayuba, right, 11 spices, Dachi Mishtama Mikroi, Kedisha B'Gemara, Kasver Abu Draham. Gam Yesh Lachaladas, Sheminyan Hayudav Simanim Heim Tzori Tzipor and Vechulu Ad Kinemon. Veloi Simanim Shemir Lachamush B'Sinai. Vimchit Rachad B'Yahem Chayamisa. Those 11. Vishar Dvarim, Einam Ba'im Elo Letakein Maisak Torres. The other ingredients besides those 11, want to make it better, to make it nicer. Simanim Elu, Shahare Boris Karshina, the Yain Kafrisin, Einam Ba'im Elo Letakein At Tziporin. Umale Ashan, Kedelatakin Shi Ashan Metamer Va'ola. Umelach Stomis, Balashum Tikun Achir. So you have these extra ingredients in the Torahs. Vekima, Chain and Baim, Elolatikun, Lomanatam Torah, Bechal Simanim. Because they're only for extra, they're for flavoring or the like. The Torah does not list them. Umashba Shafilum Chisrim in a Chayev Klum. Mashba, even if you're missing them, you're not Chayev. Shahare Ilu, Lo Mipne Hakavod. If it were not for the kavod, you bring Meir Raglayim. So you see this, there's ability to substitute some of the extras. The efshar dafilu isura leka b'chisur dvarim elu. She'en ba'am elatikud elamisum and amufchar sholach asram. There's nothing even wrong. Try it, and that he brings the raya from the most of Bavli and Yuma, that they brought umanim that knew the Fatim HaKtoris, they didn't know Lama Mala Ashan. So it sounds like from their pashas, then they used Mala Ashan, the real one. So you have that mentioned. So again, the point is, if you have the Gemara here that says it's machshire, so maybe that points to the direction that it is likuva. If it's a machshir avoda, then you would think it is likuva. But again, it could be that others argue. Okay, and whether it's if you saying it is also got to be careful, and if not, Chayim Misa, that's also the discussion in the continuation of the Beis Yosef and the Mishnah Berurah, and others say, saying it, not the exact same thing as bringing it, don't have such a strong comparison. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Nemar, Bitamid, so now we spoke about the morning order, right, We spoke about the two Babokers, the Eitzim and the Ktoris had a Baboker, and the Tamid only had one Baboker. So that's what we spoke about. The Zrik of the Talmud is first, because of the Taseh, and then the Ktores, and then the Ktores Evarim. So now about the afternoon. What did the Mishnah say about the afternoon? So you have the Ktores in between the Haktores Evarim and the Nesachim. That was in between. So how do you know that? So Nomar B'Tamid Bein Ho'arbayim, V'Nemar B'Ktores Bein Ho'arbayim Samach L'Neros. The Karban Talmud, it says Bein Ho'arbayim, and by the Ktoris, it says Bein Arbayim, but it also says it in the context of the Hatavas Haneros. When the Pasuk says, Uvahalos Aaron es Haneros Bein Ha'arbayim Yakti Ren Ktoris. So the Ktoris is done, it connected with the Neros. And the Neros is the last thing. The Nemar B'Neros Me'erev Ad Boker. So we say the Neros is the last Avoda that's done, and the Ktoris has to be next to the Neros. That's how you know the Neros is going to go after the Karban Talmud. The Yuchar Dover Shnemar Bo Bein Arbayim Samach Laneros Lodover Shlo Nemar Bo Ela Bein Arbayim. That's why the Ktoris is done after the burning of the Evarim of the Tamid. So where he says, okay, but wait a minute. So the Nesachim of the Tamid, so why is that done later? Right? We see the Ketores is done between the Ivarim and the Nesachim. So Me'at Afil and Nesachim. So maybe even the Nesachim of the Tamid should go before the Ketores, because the Ketores should be with the Neros, the last thing. Amreb Hila, no. Ta'aseh. Again, it says the word Ta'aseh Bein Arbayim. Icher Bo Ma'isa. So the word Ta'aseh tells me no, even though it's supposed to be before, something's pushed later. Something's pushed later, and that we take the Nesachim of the Tamid to push later. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. We just darshan the word taseh in opposite ways from 10 minutes ago till now. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Bo Ikumi Rabbi Hila Hachat Amar Taseh Hiktim Ba Maisa VeKoat Amar Taseh Icher Ba Maisa. Earlier on the daf we said that the taseh of the Karbid Tamid Shel Shachar comes to teach me that the Zrikas Adam goes earlier before the Torahs, and here the taseh Bein Arbayim is teaching me that the Nesachim of the Tamid go later. So does Tasa teach me to do something earlier or to do something later? So the answer is, it depends on context. Amrev Hila, kol medrash u medrash ki inyano. Every medrash is darshan based on the context in its, how you understand it. Tamid shel shachar bechlal meuchar haya. In the Tamid shel shachar. So then, it should have been, the Torah says, baboker, baboker. So the given was that the Karbid Tamid should be later, should be after the Torah. So if you have an extra word, you say it must be teaching me to do it earlier. Matam alomer tase hiktum b'maisa, to teach me to do it earlier. Tamid shel Bein Arbayim bechlal muktam haya. The Tamid shel Bein Arbayim, the limud was that the Ketores should be as late as possible with the Neros. So therefore, the given was that the Tamid should be earlier. So if you have an extra word, the chiddush must be to do it later. Matam alomer tase icher b'maisa. So that's how you understand it. And Reb Zeira got this answer from Reb Hila, and he was very excited. Vahavi Reb Zeira mekalislei. Reb Zeira was praising Reb Hila v'tzavachlei, and he screamed at him, Banaya de'oraisa. What does that mean? A builder of Torah or ben Torah? Right, question is whether Banaya here means builder or son of. But he was very excited, and he praised him for that grape shot. Okay. Period. Getting back to the last part of the Mishnah. So last time the Mishnah said, you got to warm up the mikvah in order so the Kohen Gadol is not so cold. So Tani Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ashaso Shel Barzel Hayim Martich Eno Asan Me'er V'Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't pour anything in. You warm up hot pipes of iron, of metal. You have hot metal from Erev Yom Kippur, and then you put that into the water on Yom Kippur. And that's going to cool off the, warm up the water. That's going to warm up the water. Right? The Gemara in Yuva talks about, is there at length. There's a huge tosis there. Remember about Mitzarif. Says the Gemara, V'lo nimsa kimechab av yom kippurim. But isn't that a form of kibu? You have red hot metal that you are making not red hot. Isn't that the malach of machabe on, Yom Kippur? Elamisper sav rabbi yochanan shein alvas malachas yom kippurim. What, Rabbi Yochanan say there's no Avos Malach, does Rabbi Yehuda hold, there's no Issur Malach on Yom Kippur? Right, of course he is, there's an Issur Malach. Right, there's an Issur Malach. You want to say there's a difference between, there's a question about Erev Vahotza'ah, but Bishul? Right, Bishul? Of course, Bishul and Mechabe and Mavir? So there's no Malach. Ella, it must be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Davar Echad. It must be Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon. Which Rabbi Shimon? We're going to reject this in a second. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Right? Huge topic. A malacha that's done for a different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan, that's not going to be a nisa d'araisa, that's going to be a nisa d'rabanan, and b'makam mikdash, you know, we're going to be mekel, ein shvus b'mikdash. So here, the reason that you're putting the metal things into the water is not because you want to create hot coals, but you want to warm up the water, so that's considered a malach shei tzricha legufa. It's done for a different purpose than what was done in the Mishkan. That's Tosis' definition of malach shei tzricha legufa. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon, and that's why he pater. Says the Gemara, no, he doesn't. All over Shas, Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds malach shei tzricha legufa is chayiv. He's the Shita. Lokin savar meimar. Don't we have a statement that says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, shneim amru davar echad? In the past, throughout Shas, we see Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon hold the same thing. Namer, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shloshan Amar Devar Echad. So if Rabbi Yehuda really was part of the trio, then we should put him in too. But throughout Shas, we have Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, all that. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say Melach Shas Yichlugufa is Pater, he says Chayiv. The Rama passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So that can't be why Rabbi Yehuda would allow this, to put the metal thing into the water. So Ella, rather, there's a different chiddush. Again, we can spend a lot of time on that, Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to continue. Ella mizbar sav Rabbi Yehuda she'ein told us ha'esh ka'esh. Maybe that's the chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says something warmed by fire is not called fire, meaning to extinguish fire on Yantif is usur, but to extinguish a metal piece that was heated by the fire, maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that's not kibui da'araisa. Ela keni Rabbi Yehuda savar meimar she'ein told us ha'esh ka'esh. Rabbanan savar meimar told us ha'esh ka'esh. The Rabbanan hold it is. And that's why the Rabbanan said you can't do that. You can't put the metal piece in, so it's better to pour some boiling hot water somewhere. So that is why that's the root of the machlokas. You know, let's stop here with the last two words because there's what to talk about. V'yecham lochamin, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start with that next time as we continue figuring out how to warm up the mikvah of the Kohen Gadol here on Yom Kippur.